The Arts Channel supports the exploration of artistic expression and culture for all. To explore for yourself, visit uctv.tv/arts.
I finished a new record with Allison Russell and JT Nero, her husband. He co-wrote and produced my next record that's coming out. And talking about a process, I'll make it quick. What happened was I wrote this other song called Unicorn. And Unicorn wounded me up on the Women's March because of the Democratic website put me on the website and it blew up. Like 300 people started, 300,000, I don't know. It was ridiculous. And so they asked me to be play on the Women's March, so I did. And then after, I thought, well, the song's a hit. I better find a producer. So I called my friend, and he said no. And then I called JT. He's from the Birds of Chicago, I don't know. And Allison is in Our Native Daughters with Rhiannon Giddens, and now she's up for 8 grand. Never mind. I'll be going. You get the drift. This is before they blew up. So I called JT, and I said, JT, I got a song I need to produce. And he said, Lisa, you can't win awards with one song. You have to do a whole record. And I went, I don't have any more songs. I only have one song. And JT's like, well, do you have bits and pieces? And I said, yeah, on my cell phone, I run around and I start singing it or something. And so I have bits and pieces. He goes, send them to me and I'll send you mine. And I said, okay. And so we did this. He's in Nashville and I'm here in San Diego. And we did that for a year. And I still didn't think I never heard any of the songs finished. So he picks us up at the airport. We were on tour, me and Brown Sugar, for like 2 months. And our last gig was in Nassau Bay. And then right by NASA. It was cool. It was really great. Never mind. Okay. So focus, Lisa, focus. That's what my Texas friends say to me. So we fly into Nashville. JT picks us up. We go to Rhiannon Giddens' house, and we hash out 3 of the songs with the bits and pieces. And then in the morning, we ran to the studio, and the boys were waiting. And they're all heavy hitters. They're all like all my favorite bands. And there's just 4 or 5 of us, you know. And this is how we did it. JT got up, and he play it. And I had scribbled the lyrics all down on a pad of paper. And I'd go in the booth, and the boys would be out in their prospective places. And JT would show it to them. And then Jamie Dick was on drums, and he would start the beat. And then next thing you know, the bass player would go, I got one, Christopher. And he would just start playing. And then the guitar player was Sadler Vaden. He's in Jason Isbell's band. And Sadler would just pick a guitar off the wall or pick one up. And that's how, and I would go in and sing these songs that we just finished. And we did 3 in that day. And then at the end of that, we had dinner. JT turned to me. He goes, now we got 3 more to do by tomorrow. So me and JT would sit in the lounge. We never left because, fortunately, the studio was also a B&B. I can't make it up. It was all encompassed everything you might need. And we did not leave. So I'd stay up and kind of figure things out, and then JT would come back in the morning and we'd sit there and hash it out a little bit more, and then we'd bang out 3 more songs like that with the band. And then the second night, he says to me, Lisa, we need one more song. We already got Unicorn. We need one more. So I stayed up and wrote a whole song that night, and we recorded it the next day in Unicorn, and the whole album was done. That's how we did it. That's Nashville. well. So I had this song burning in me, and it occurred to me that I never wrote a divorce song. If you're gonna sing Americana, you gotta have a divorce song. So I wrote this. This isn't your typical divorce song. I just want you to know that right now. It's called Easy Street. No one wants to hear about my trials and woes. How come a revelation about this person I become? Always a one, going around being the burden, doing the hurting. People have told me I was the last one to know. Somehow, some way, I got mixed up in which way to go. I was trying to be what I thought I should be, just act normal. Wasn't normal. So I gotta tell you, sorry, I was losing myself down on Easy Street. Sorry, walking around, playing in self-denial. I was flirting, sorry. Loving somebody isn't always in black and white. Walking a straight line is an impossible life. Don't fool around, running underground, being discovered, pulling off the covers. Coming out in the light of day when all I want to do is pull down the shades and be straight for you. To not be a fake, living day to day wasn't working. Nothing was working. So I gotta tell you, I was losing myself down on Easy Street. Walking around, playing in self-denial, just flirting. Sometimes I think it's better if I just free myself. Freeing others even though they don't know why I go. Breaking hearts, blowing apart folks who didn't mistreat me. Wasn't a secret. No one said it was gonna be easy, you know. Talking about things people don't wanna know. Coming out all over town can be painful to others. So I gotta tell you, I was losing myself down on Easy Street. Walking around, playing in self-denial. I was flirting. So I gotta tell you, I was losing myself down on Easy Street. Walking around, playing in self-denial. Isn't easy, wasn't easy.